CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. South Korea has announced a southward expansion of its air defense identification zone, encompassing submerged rocks within the overlapping exclusive economic zones of China and South Korea. The South Korean Defense Ministry says the new zone includes the nation's two southernmost islands of Morado and Hongdo, as well as the Suyan Rock.The Suyan Rock is a submerged reef within the overlapping exclusive economic zone of China and South Korea. North Korea's official news agency KCNA is reporting senior official Chan Sung-taek has been removed from all posts and expelled from the Workers' Party of Korea. The report says Chan is accused of committing anti-party and counter-revolutionary crimes.Reports suggest Chan escaped Pyongyang 2 months ago. Chan Sung-taek is the uncle-in-law of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and often referred to as number two in the country's political hierarchy. It's been confirmed that Chinese Vice President Li Yuanqiao is set to attend the memorial service of former South African President Nelson Mandela. Other state leaders attending Tuesday's memorial in Johannesburg include US President Barack Obama,French President Francois Hollande and UK Prime Minister David Cameron. After the memorial, Mandela's body will lie in state at the Union Buildings in Pretoria for 3 days. A state funeral is set to be held in Mandela's home and final resting place at Kunu in Eastern Cape on Sunday. Special forces in China and Thailand are set to hold a half-month-long joint anti-terrorism training in Thailand.Codenamed Strike 2013, this is their fourth anti-terror training since 2007. China's Defense Ministry says the two sides will explore new ways of anti-terrorism tactics. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi has met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran. Yang Jiechi says the Chinese side respects Iran's rights on using nuclear power for peaceful purposes.He says he hopes Iran maintains the momentum of the P5+1 talks to push forward the peaceful solution of the Iranian nuclear issue. For his part, Rouhani says the Iranian government appreciates the Chinese side's efforts in the P5+1 talks. Israeli President Shimon Peres says he's willing to meet Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Peres says they don't consider Rouhani as an enemy, adding enemies are not a matter of people but a matter of policy.Israel is widely believed to consider Iran its sworn enemy. The country has been lobbying for military action against Iran's nuclear facilities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the recent agreement between Iran and the P5+1 group is an historic mistake. A mob of mostly foreign workers have set an ambulance and a traffic police patrol car on fire in an ethnic neighborhood of Singapore.Local reports say the rare ethnic riot in the ordered city-state was triggered by the death of a South Asian worker who was hit by a bus. Several other police cars are said to have been overturned. Police have arrested 27 people connected to the riot. Thai Prime Minister Ingelak Chinua has proposed a referendum and promised to resign if her people call for it.Ingelak made the announcement as anti-government protesters prepared for a final push to force her from power. Protesters have been on the streets of the capital for weeks, vowing to oust Ingelak and to curb the influence of her brother, former Prime Minister Thaksin. A highway pileup in southwest China's Sichuan has killed at least 8 people and injured 6 others. The accident took place after a large truck smashed into vehicles stopped in traffic,causing a 19-car pileup. All the injured have been hospitalized. The Chinese government has rolled out a regulation explicitly banning dishes containing shark fins, bird nests and wild animal products in official reception dinners. The new regulations are being issued by the General Offices of the CPC Central Committee and the State Council.Shark fins, bird nests and rare wild animals are popular aspects of luxury dinners in China. It is another move in the central government's anti-extravagance campaign. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.